Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Associate Professor of Politics Jim Jones from the Newcastle Business School at the University of Newcastle. Do snakes scare you?
Yes, they do. As a very young child, I helped my father remove half a dozen snakes from an underground water tank. And that was the end of it for me. Snakes and I don't mix. They can stay where they want to stay, but not in my house.
No, I don't want them dead. I just want them somewhere else. And I back onto bushland, and I'm happy just... But I just don't like that idea that they're hanging in my gutter, because then they can get into my roof and come down through my ceiling fan and... Anyway, we're not here to talk about snakes, are we? Well, maybe so, depending on which side of the political fence you sit. The glorious leader of Australia is overseas, strutting his stuff on the world scene in New York, Malcolm Turnbull, and while he's there doing whatever he does there, things are happening back here, and how does he balance that?
Well, part of the reason, I mean, he's overseas for official reasons, and I think that the key thing for him will be to get some really good publicity to sort of boost both his standing in the polls, but also the credibility of his government. It's sitting, you know, as we know, on a knife edge, and there are sort of rumblings all around. He's got to manage a Senate which, with particularly the four One Nation members, that push perhaps some of the boundaries of where he would like his government to go. That's to say, he might want to head in a particular direction, a more moderate, a more measured direction, but some of the comments, if you take Pauline Hanson's speech, her maiden speech to the Parliament,
are a bit more hard-hitting.
Yes, a bit more hard-hitting, and pushing the boundaries for the government, suggesting that there's a bit of negotiation that he will need to do. At the same time, there's also the sort of fracturing of the Liberal Party over in Western Australia, which, while it might seem, well, that's over there, it's not really going to affect Canberra, the ramifications of splits within a state Liberal Party...
It's a trickle-down, isn't it?
It filters back into the federal level, to the Liberal Party and the coalition, and that sort of is not the most stable of political arrangements at the moment anyway. So Malcolm Turnbull being overseas is hoping that nothing falls apart back here, but that he can get some positive press as a statesman, if you like, as a leader who's in control, a leader that other world leaders respect and listen to.
And how important is that? Like, realistically, if you've got a situation throughout the years, you've had despot leaders who have been absolutely denigrated around the world, but in their home country, there's a lot of support for them. So what point does Malcolm Turnbull go, look, you know, what's more important is that Australians think I'm doing a good job as opposed to strutting on the world stage? We know it's all about being seen, but where does he weigh that up?
It's a bit more than just being seen. It's more a matter of getting positive reporting, if you like, on what he has to say, and he's getting a little bit of that. It's sort of being represented on the one hand as he's there explaining to the rest of the world leaders how they should manage their borders and so forth. And, of course, back here, there's a few other dimensions to that story, both the costs involved, the way in which the contracts were let to the companies operating offshore, the human cost
rights
that
issue,
might be
yep.
involved. There's a whole range of things that are potentially destabilising for him. But then he's also got, as I said, One Nation. But there are other members of the coalition who have other ideas and are pushing. So he's got to manage those. The more that he can be seen as in control, and this is what the international dimension is partly aimed at doing.
They want to see that, don't they?
And that can be fed back into the domestic politics. And for many people, the sort of day-to-day domestic politics is not necessarily what they remember, and what I think Malcolm Turnbull is looking to do, as all PMs who travel overseas for these sorts of things, speaking at the UN, meeting with the US president, regardless of the practicalities that might follow, in terms of any benefits, the real benefit is perception, and that's really why Malcolm Turnbull's there. And also to show that it's not just other people setting the agenda within the Australian context, that he will come back, you know, with a bit of a warm glow and have some authority over some of his more fractious colleagues, at least for the first week.
Well, I would imagine also there would have been some strict undertakings to some members. Let me know who's talking to who, when, where, and in whose offices. So that's another dimension
to it as
well.
Well, he may well be looking for a snake keeper of his own to manage those that are operating around the gutters of Parliament.
So. Well, we've got one. I don't know whether Judith is going to be up for the job, but we'll see when she pops along later. Jim, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.